Today FM's Dermot and Dave.
We love talking about house prices in this country.
We
are obsessed with property prices. With big crowds at concert venues, sporting events, and life pretty much back to normal, it would make sense if you wanted to pack your bags and head off to New Zealand. But could you afford to live there? It seems Ireland isn't the only country with the rising house prices. New Zealand has one of the most expensive housing markets in the world right now. To tell us more about why this is the case, we're joined by property editor of the New Zealand Herald, Anne Gibson, who's on the line. Hello, Anne.
Kia ora. Good to hear your beautiful Irish voices.
Thank you, Anne. Yes, and nice of you to join us, because I know it's 8:30 in New Zealand right now, so we're very grateful that you jumped on the phone to chat to us.
No problem at all, yes. And Dublin has a big reputation for being very expensive, but the city that I'm talking to you from, Tamaki Makaurau, Auckland, is up there in terms of very high house prices. You're dead right about that.
Yeah, our impression, I suppose, because as Dermot was mentioning, because of the pandemic and how quickly New Zealand, you know, A, shut its borders, B, controlled the vaccine, and then C, got everything back to normal. We all kind of going, oh, well, it's the poster child of how to deal with this current pandemic. But some of the measures put in place to make all this happen have fueled this house price rise.
Yes, well, that's exactly right. I mean, I have to say how terribly sorry I am to hear of the approximately 4,700 people who've died in Ireland. And believe it or not, only, I think, 26 people have died in New Zealand during the pandemic. So they said, right, we locked down, Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern locked the borders down really early in the piece for what we thought was a really long period of time in March last year for 5 weeks. But actually that has certainly meant that we have a very low mortality rate from the pandemic, thank God. But I have a real estate agent friend who says that Graham Wall says New Zealand is the only country in the world, first world country in the world, with a golden future, because we have the safest borders in the world. I mean, you know, we're very, very isolated. We have a plentiful supply of rain, therefore fresh water, and we actually produce more food than what we eat. So lots of good reasons to live in Aotearoa.
Yeah. Right. But so what state is the housing market right now, and how much has it risen over the last year?
Yep, okay, so take, for example, Auckland. So our prices now are a median of about $1 million, which in your currency in euros is, I think, about 590,000 euros. So
that's your average house price.
Pretty. So that's pretty insane. In fact, a colleague at work told me today, a young colleague, that she had just bought a new house on the north shore of Auckland, which is a lovely area surrounded by the Waitemata Harbour. And I said, how much was it? Do you mind me asking? She said, $1 million. So sharp and take a breath from me.
How much has it risen within the last year? Is it over 20%?
Auckland prices have gone up around about 20% in the last year. But the thing about the house price rise in New Zealand, and you touched on it before when you mentioned, you know, all the Kiwis who've returned here, because we've got something, got a phenomenal number, like something like 80,000 people returned in the year to February 20, which, you know, our annual net migration previously was only running at about 60,000 a year. So that's a phenomenal number coming back. So that's one of the reasons that prices have gone up. And they've gone up right throughout New Zealand. But the other thing is, we haven't been building enough houses in this country. A, we can't seem to build houses that don't leak, like let the water in, and B, we just can't build enough of them. So your Dublin is on an affordability index rated as internationally seriously unaffordable. It takes 5.5 years of a full-time salary, household income, to pay off one of your houses in Dublin. But in Auckland, our houses are rated severely unaffordable. It takes a decade of a full-time salary.
Yeah. So can I just say, that's what I wanted to ask you, is in relation to wages. Like, I mean, the median house price here in Ireland is 269,000. Obviously, Dublin is higher again, but the kind of over the whole country, it's 269. If yours is 590, like, what are your wages like in comparison to Ireland?
Yeah, well, that's a really good point. I haven't done a comparison of wages in relation to Ireland, but we know that New Zealand wages are actually relatively low, and it's quite an expensive country to live in, believe it or not, in terms of food. We've got a supermarket duopoly operating here. New Zealand's median house price is actually $635,000, and yours in Ireland is €260,000. Mm. So, you know, we're just right over the top. And what the government here has been trying to do is take some of the heat out of it. They're worried about landlords buying a lot of property and, you know, bidding the prices up and bidding younger people out of the market. So they've removed one of the big tax breaks last month for the investors. And the investors were buying, it looks like, around about 25% of the houses at any one point in time. And, of course, they screamed blue murder when that tax break was removed. So that's one of the things that we're doing to change it. Hong Kong is actually the most expensive market in the world to buy a house. So that takes 20 years of a full-time wage. And have a guess, guys, what is the cheapest place in the world to buy a house?
Oh, God, I don't know.
Well, come on, take it.
Antarctica.
Very funny, very good. Rochester, New York. And Rochester, New York is famous for having what company go there? That was a little company called Kodak, which was big in the day until we all got cell phones and no longer had film. And then, believe it or not, after that comes Cleveland and then Oklahoma. So hello, Dorothy.
Right. Yeah. Well, it's funny when you say the government, you know, are bringing in plans or hoping to introduce cooling measures. And one headline's kind of making me snigger because it says the government has also pledged to speed up the pace and scale of house building with a new government fund. Literally, you could be talking about Ireland here. The government have been promising to build more houses, more affordable houses, more social housing for the last at least 8 years, and pretty much nothing has happened. The pandemic didn't help either. But it seems like you're going through quite a lot of the similar things here. Here we have the issue with entire apartment blocks being bought out by just vulture funds. And then they sit dormant and no one can move in because they haven't decided what they want to do with them, or they might just decide to sit on it for a couple of years and move it on. So if you get anything that's working really well for you, can you let us know?
Please drop us an email.
We're making a hames of it here at the moment.
Do you find anything that works well? Can you let our finance minister, Grant Robertson, know? Hey, one thing, my husband and I, Neville Gibson and I, we were in Ireland about 5 years ago, and one thing I did notice, which was really interesting, was that when sort of an economic crisis hits there in your country, they build houses but only partly finish them. And we were kind of shocked to see that in some of the landscape around there.
Yeah.
Our relatives.
Ghost estates, they're called, unfortunately.
In Tipperary, near Nina. But, that's exactly right. Like, the economies are very similar, aren't they? We're very similar size in terms of population. And one thing that this government has done is, there has been a lot of concern about lending. And so the Reserve Bank, our central bank here, has put the brakes on lending to house buyers in the riskiest end of the market. I don't know if you've got that going on, too, with the loan-to-value ratios.
Well, we certainly had that before the initial boom in 2008. There was like, you want 110% mortgage with no salary? Here you go. Yeah. So we've definitely been burned from that point of view. So I think
that's why you were going around Ireland seeing half-built houses.
Yeah.
It wasn't a building strategy, is that we all ran out of money and we couldn't finish them. That's why they were like that.
And come here, and just very quickly then, like, so if an average kind of, you know, couple who are together and both are working and they're in inverted commas normal jobs, have they any hope of buying, or do they just have to rent?
Well, yeah, that's a really good point. So 5 million population in New Zealand, we know that about 1.5 million people in New Zealand rent. So, you know, it's the balance is really tipping. More people are renting. If you've got parents who are wealthy and own their own home, often they can help the kids. But if your own parents are renting, you know, you're really stuck. And I imagine it's the same way in Ireland as well. It's sort of an intergenerational trap from that point of view, isn't it? And of course, the other thing is to try and raise the standards of the rental housing stock. We've got a big new healthy homes law which comes into effect on the 1st of July here, which means that you have to be able to, you have to have the insulation in your house, and you have to be able to heat it to a certain level, and you have to have extraction measures in the bathrooms and in the kitchens. And so the government is trying to sort of say to landlords, give them the message, you know, with more people renting, look, we want our tenants to be healthy. We don't want their kids to be getting asthma or bronchitis and suffering in, you know, damp, cold homes. And so there's a whole lot going on. In fact, there's so much going on in the space at the moment. There's just, it's just overwhelming.
Yeah. And what's the rental market like? And because here, one of the, obviously the repercussions of not having enough houses is that the prices of rents go up because people are forced to rent for longer. There just are simply aren't enough properties around. And that's something we've seen in the last couple of years, is that the rental market has doubled in many places in the country. What's the New Zealand rental market like at the moment?
Really good question. Weirdly enough, Auckland rents in the last year have only risen about 3-5%. They're virtually static. Yep, they're not really going up, and it would seem that there's a relatively reasonable supply of rents. Landlords are now only allowed to put the rent up every year, and also there's a thing called market rent, so you can go to a judicial authority, the tenancy tribunal, if you're being charged above the market rent. And so there's a type of rent control. There's certainly no rent controls, but there's quite a few measures in place. And also it's very hard to get rid of tenants now. From February 11, the government brought in a massive change called a no-cause termination, whereby landlords are very limited in the reasons that they can cite for ending a tenancy. But yes, it is interesting that rents have not risen that steeply. So it shows that there's still enough rental housing there to be able to satisfy demand, which is, hey, you know, that's one of about the only good things that we can take any joy in.
Yeah, well, I have to say, you know, I don't mean this in a bad way, but because New Zealand, we spent the last year listening to how great New Zealand was, and New Zealand did this right, and they did this right, and why can't we be more like New Zealand? It feels a little bit, when I heard about the 23% increase in property, it was a bit like, you know, when the SWAT in school suddenly failed an exam and everyone was secretly delighted. So I hope you don't mind us taking a small bit of glee in this.
You're actually telling me that New Zealand had the reputation as the girly SWAT in the international classroom, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's basically it.
Yeah. Before we let you go, Anne, one very important question has come in on our text from one of our listeners and says, how much is a pint of beer in New Zealand?
Well, how much is a pint of beer in New Zealand? What, $5, which is €2.50?
Okay, we'll be on the next flight, and we'll see you out there in a minute. Anne Gibson, property editor of the New Zealand Herald. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Lovely to be on the show. Thank you so much.
Cheers, Anne. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Dermot and Dave. Listen live, on air, from 9 a.m. weekdays on Today FM.